Now it's time for the 2 up on the upswing.
First up, Detroit is back. I'm starting to get a little jealous of Detroit. Maybe you are too. I don't know, the Lions, and it's downtown. They're on the move, and it's a really good reminder that civic pride, a passionate group of people that are true believers in a city, a hardworking mayor, hardworking business people, and maybe sometimes, honestly, kind of hitting rock bottom, matter. This is from the New York Times over the weekend. Detroit has been obviously widely viewed as one of the most troubled and seemingly unfixable examples of decay in America. But to many, it's coming around big time. At one point, 40% of its streetlights didn't work. The city lost 2/3 of its population, from more than 2 million people in the late 50s to just over 600,000 in recent years. The downtown was dotted and boarded up with office towers. Apartments, buildings were left to rot. But the Super Bowl came in 2006, and organizers kind of painted over storefronts and looked to the future. Since then, Detroit's comeback seems to be gaining serious momentum and spreading to other neighborhoods outside of the core area of downtown. In the last 9 years, the city has provided grants to help more than 170 small businesses open, most of them in the outlying areas, a true sign of economic optimism that would have been unimaginable a decade ago in Detroit. More than 35,000 vacant and dilapidated homes that have been long depressed have come back to life, and a recent report by the University of Michigan estimated that the value of black-owned homes in Detroit has increased by nearly $3 billion from 2014 to 2022. Big signs in progress in Detroit. Also, it's not only locked in on its past, but it's moving to the future with electric vehicles and a new facility called the New Lab that's focused on mobility-focused electric cars and electric vehicles right in the core, right in the heart of its downtown. Now, from Detroit to Florida, let's keep an eye on citrus prices this week. Oranges and some citrus trees are lying useless all across Florida in the groves. Industry got further bad news on Friday as the U.S. Department of Agriculture's first forecast for the 2024-25 season showed Florida orange production falling 16% from a year earlier to only 15 million boxes, the lowest level since 1933. That figure doesn't even account for Milton and is near certain to be reduced later. Something to keep an eye on as we move through the week, as you get your grocery list ready. Citrus prices probably rising because of the impact of the hurricanes and the weather in the South.